Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive in. Hey everyone, today we are going to talk about living a fulfilling life. First of all, there are many different frameworks to explore this topic, and we're going to cover multiple of those frameworks in this show over time. The first framework that we're going to cover today is called the Six Human Needs, and it was introduced to me by Tony Robbins. I first listened to Tony Robbins in 2015 after I had returned from my world travels and was trying to figure out how to build passive income and become an entrepreneur. I was at my parents' house, and somewhere in my parents' stuff, I found a set of cassette tapes from, it looked like the 1980s or 90s. It was called Personal Power, and it was by Tony Robbins. I knew I wanted to listen to it because I had heard his name around, although clearly this cassette tape that I found was from a much longer time ago than the current present day, which was, you know, 25, 30 years in the future. So I did not have a cassette player. What I did is I went to Goodwill, and literally the only thing I could find to play cassette tapes was this large sound system type device. It was about 2 feet long, 8 inches tall. It was huge and extremely technologically outdated. I bought it for $20, and guess what? That was probably the best $20 I have ever spent. Why is that? Because I listened to Personal Power every single morning for 20 to 30 minutes for 2 months. And I did that as part of a routine that I developed after reading a book called The Miracle Morning, which is by Hal Elrod. And it's a book that talks about a routine that Hal Elrod describes where you do 6 different things in a morning. And one of those things that you do is reading or taking in new information. And so I read Personal Power, well, I listened to it every single morning for 20 to 30 minutes. And that was part of the foundation of my entrepreneurship / mindset training. And at the same time that I was listening to Personal Power, I was also exposing myself to many other books and podcasts and other resources that were aimed at helping me blow the lid off my brain. And you're going to hear me say that phrase a lot, because what it means to me is there's a lid on my brain that is kind of containing the limits to what my brain can imagine. And in order for me to reach new levels, I need to basically blow the lid off of my brain so that my mind can be expanded and can be open to all these different possibilities that I never even considered or imagined were possible for myself. So that's a huge part of this kind of path of entrepreneurship, of developing passive income, is continually expanding your mind to understand what's possible and how to make it possible. So I was listening to Personal Power every single morning, and in that same time, a client of mine offered me an in-person ticket to see one of Tony's modern day live events. And I knew that was a wonderful gift. And so I jumped on it and I flew to San Francisco and spent 4 days going to an event called Unleash the Power Within. And the reason that I mention all of these pieces to the story is that the shift that occurred in me and continues to occur in me is a shift that takes place as a result of continuously seeking growth, seizing opportunities, and continually trying to surround myself with people who also want to operate in a growth mindset. So the lesson is, please pay attention to the people you surround yourself with and be creative and doing whatever it is that you need to do to get in a room with people who will help you grow in ways that matter to you. Listening to podcasts like this is a great way because you're very efficiently getting exposed to a lot of different ideas and stories that will help you expand your mind. But I also want to make sure that you focus on finding real life humans to surround yourself with that will help you grow in the ways that you want to grow or in ways that you potentially never even imagined growing. Okay, so now we're going to dive into the framework, the six human needs. The idea behind the six human needs is that all of what we do, all of what happens in our mind is somehow a response to one of these six needs. So by understanding them, we can figure out what is going well in our life and what we might want to change on a very basic level. So the first human need is certainty. We all need some level of predictability to know where we're going to sleep and to know that we have enough resources to eat, to clothe and feed ourselves, our kids, etc. Think safety, stability, security, comfort, order, predictability, control, and consistency. Our need for certainty is why I think a lot of people enjoy or feel comfortable being in a full-time job. There is something very nice about knowing that at least as long as you have a job, you'll receive that paycheck directly into your bank account every 2 weeks. This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-C-A-P.com, and sign up for our newsletter. Number two, the second human need is that we all have a need for uncertainty. We have a need for variety, for excitement, surprise, challenge, even chaos, adventure, change, novelty. We have a need for spontaneity and even unknown experiences. So the first two needs work with each other. If there is an imbalance, then you may experience an overwhelming craving for the other. I think the idea of a midlife crisis relates to an overage of certainty and a lack of uncertainty. So in the midlife, a lot of people seek ways to kind of make their lives more exciting again. For example, number three is significance. We all want to know that our life matters, that we play a special role, that we are needed, wanted, admired, that we are going to leave a legacy that's positive. And I think, you know, that we all need significance to a different degree, but it is something that we all need. And the fourth human need is the need for love or connection. And the thing about this one is that humans will often settle for connection rather than put in the work that's required to experience true love. And there's nothing wrong with seeking lighthearted connections, but our deeper need is for love, which in this case is to feel connected with, loved by, and intimate with other humans. Significance and love connection also work together. If we spend too much time and effort seeking significance and importance, there may be trouble developing deep, intimate relationships that thrive on love and connection. So the first four needs are considered somewhat foundational. These are the needs that, if satisfied, help us master the science of achievement. But there's a difference between the science of achievement and the art of fulfillment. And living a truly fulfilled life comes from the last two needs and also from love. So just keep in mind there's a difference between achievement and fulfillment. And what we're really seeking in life ideally is both. So the fifth human need is growth, being the need for constant emotional, intellectual, and spiritual development. This kind of growth is about being the very best version of ourselves that we can be. It's about developing ourselves to be able to connect more deeply with other humans. This kind of growth helps us enable us to feel more connected to the world. It enables us to be better humans. We're all works in progress. And once we understand that, we can fully commit to continually up-leveling and continual growth. Living in a growth mindset is also about blowing the lid off your brain. I think it's exciting to know that if I commit to my own growth, that where I am 5, 10 years from now is potentially unimaginable to me in the present moment. And for me, that's definitely true. In 2015, I had absolutely no clue that I would have been able to develop enough passive income to replace my corporate job and more. I had no idea that I would be building relationships with all types of amazing people through real estate and through the podcast and through Lux Capital, my private equity firm. I had no clue that I would now have done things like rafted the Grand Canyon, not once, but twice, or been able to create a life that is truly on my own terms. I literally attribute all of those life transformations to living in a growth mindset. And the last human need in this framework is contribution. We all have a need to give back, care for others, serve others, and protect others. It's true. Contribution back to the world is so important to living a fulfilling life. And it's important that we start giving back immediately, even if we feel like our cup isn't yet full. And why is that? Well, it's never too early to start giving back and to start framing your world around how you can give back. Because giving back is like building a muscle. You start giving back and then it becomes a part of who you are in the world. One way that I like to give back is I donate on a monthly basis to Kiva.org. That's the organization I was talking about in a previous episode that provides microloans to entrepreneurs in developing countries. I donate monthly with the goal of increasing my donation amount every single year. So that's just one way that I like to give back. I also like to volunteer, and I also like to know that by the work that I'm doing, I'm helping others. So those are the six human needs in this framework. We'll review them again. Certainty, uncertainty, significance, connection / love, growth, and contribution. When you have time, I want you to take some notes. First of all, do you resonate with these needs if you reflect on them? And if so, how are you meeting each of these six needs in your life currently? Number two, are there any changes you want to make in your life upon reflecting on this framework? And number three, is there anything missing from this framework? Any need that you would like to add? And that's all, folks. I personally have a continuous practice of thinking about how I am fulfilling my need for growth, love, and contribution. And this really helps me feel that my actions and my efforts are aligned with who I am and who I want to be in the world. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. I hope this helps. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.